No, wait, wait, no. No kisses yet. Just hold on for a sec. I need to scan you in the environment real quick. Okay, good. Just as I thought. What was that? That was the fruits of my hard labor thrusted upon me by the general incompetence of everyone else on this ship. Yeah, well, if I seem mad, it's because I am. Jensen had a visitor, even though he's supposed to be in strict quarantine. Standard procedure clearly states that all exploration team members must go through decontamination, analysis, and individual quarantine for at least 72 hours after returning to the ship. Jensen fainted and started showing signs of an illness at hour 27. Testing showed nothing abnormal, no other symptoms. Okay, maybe it was just bad timing, but protocol is still protocol. Extended isolation and further analysis and observation. Yes, he is still in quarantine. So why the hell was he allowed a visitor? I don't care if he's in charge of security. Lucas shouldn't have been allowed in there. Yeah, I understand he's worried. I really do. But the protocol should not have been breached. Standard decontamination was not enough for whatever Jensen picked up down there. I sound sure he did because I know he did. Because of this. I requested a few samples of Jensen's from the medbay. Granted, I'm an ecologist, okay? Not a biologist. So, not really my area of expertise, but I had a feeling something was off. I can't have unknown organisms on the ship possibly threatening the ecosystem I've painstakingly established in the lab and garden. You know, the one that literally gives us the air we breathe and the food that we eat. You're right. Deep breaths. I'm calm. So, there was nothing in his throat, nasal, or lung tissue, but buried in his muscle and dermal tissue, I found this. At first, I didn't know what it was, but it looked familiar. Come to find out, after a few cross-references, that it's really similar to a network of mycelium. Fungus, baby. Fungus. He's got a fungus growing in him and on him. The fibers have already reached his skin tissue. It sounds bad, but it's not unheard of. There are fungi that can grow in the human body on my planet. And Jensen's is still fine, as far as everyone can tell. But I'm mad, because no one even once considered what introducing something like this could do to the garden I've worked so hard on. Thank you, baby. That means a lot. Here. I've calibrated the lab computer to scan and identify the mycelium. I've already sent my bots out to decontaminate the place. Luckily, it doesn't seem to last long on surfaces. Oh yeah, it's already on several decks thanks to Lucas. I'll use the surface tunnels to get here and was scanning the entire way. Garden and the ecological center are both closed off. Of course, I've told the captain. Sent everything over immediately. But she wants the med team to look over my findings first. After all, I'm just an ecologist. So, in the meantime, Mr. Chief Tech Engineer, could you please integrate my detection program into the ship's main computer? Please? Please? Come on, please. Help me save my plant. Come on. You know my plants are important to me. And you know all the little trill in the ponds and everything that I've collected, please. Oh, you can't break the rules for me. Don't you throw protocol in my face, sir. I am your wife. My protocol is your highest priority. Please. I'll do anything for my plants. Yes, anything. You could even give me a nice punishment for breaking protocol. I'll take it. I'll take all the punishment if it means I can save my garden. Oh, God. Oh, such a cruel husband, making his wife bend over a desk like this. Is this what you want? Me bent over, ready to be used. I love it when you rub my ass, baby. Yeah, please, please squeeze it again. Oh, please, please play with my ass, baby. Okay. Yes, sir. I know this is supposed to be punishment, not play. Do with me as you please. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, please, please punish me. Oh, yes, yes. I forgot my manners. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Please, please, please. Yes. I'm a good girl. Yes. Oh, please, please use me, sir. I'm so wet. Yes, please. Oh, can't you feel how wet I am? Please, please. I need you. I need your cock. I need you to fill this little slut. Yes, yes, sir. Remind me who I belong to. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, you feel so good. Please use me. Please use me, baby. So good, baby, please. Oh, God, I want it. I want it. Oh, please, please, please go deeper, baby. I want you. I want you. Oh, God, you're hitting me so hard. Oh, God, baby. Yes, please, give me more. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, you feel so good.
getting close. Please, please, baby, please, come inside me. Please, please. Yes, yes. Oh, God, yes. I need your cum. I need your cum. Please fill me with your cum, baby. Come and claim this little slut. Oh, fuck. Please come. Please come. Please let me come. Please come inside me. Please. 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 Oh. This is such a huge load. Oh, God. I love it. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Let's see if you can get me pregnant, huh? It could happen. Have I sacrificed enough to save my plants? Oh, thank you, baby. I love you. No, no. Don't pull out just yet. I wasn't kidding about getting me pregnant. Let's, you know, see if we can make it happen. I know you've been wanting it for a while, and I... Yeah. Yeah. I love you too. But, you know, I'd rather not have a kid in deep space. So, if it does happen, let's think about some planetary positions, you know? A nice place we could settle down, you know, the three of us. Or more. Yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, that could happen, couldn't it? God. Well, either way, especially after this whole mycelium mess, I feel like we won't be here much longer.